It's your fault, I lost, you know? Nah, for real. Huh? Nah, hit it, I'm fine. I'm talking for real. You coming off screens, you're looking the only pass. You're not looking to shoot that shit, so we figure that out. You know, you're going down there. You're going to pass that for now. And then number 11, I don't want to shoot that shit for nothing. So, yeah, you got to go back to practice and fix that, you heard?
In 1894, Chicago birthed one of the coldest cats to ever touch this planet. Because at some point, you got to start teaching these little niggas about the history of the game in order for them to have passion for it. Because I feel like these niggas ain't got passion for the game. But that's probably because they never heard of a nigga, you know, someone they could look up to. Because a lot of this is just fame and fortune right now. And when you don't go back to the origin story, it is when you got a cat named Fritz Pollard who actually played in the NFL and coached in the 1920s. First black head coach. You know what I'm saying? And he also played in the NFL until he started coaching in 1921. My man's won a Super Bowl before they even invented Super Bowls. Okay? Turned into a lawyer. Hey, he was a lawyer. Civil rights activists. That's the type of cats we need. All right. So when we start talking about the Kobe's, the LeBrons, the Jordans, and stuff like that, it's cats like this that don't get mentioned in the top fives or the Mount Rushmores. But that's because cats don't respect their history, huh? And he did it during a time where you know what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out. That's a little bit of history. We're going to keep that history going. While y'all cats as prisoners of the moment didn't realize that Charles Haley had 5 rings before Brady. First black player, right? And then first player in general that got the 5. He did that between 2 teams, though. 2 rivals in the playoffs. One of the coldest rivalries in Dallas and San Fran. And he played for both. He got a total of 5 rings. And he was drafted in the 4th round. 1986. He was in school in 82. Nigga, you know what happened in 82? Me? That's when I was born. He was in school from 82 to 85. Okay, James Madison. Y'all don't even know where James Madison School is at. Huh? In his whole career, he forced 26 forced fumbles. Okay? And 8 of them he recovered. You know what that means? Huh? That means you know you're going to lose the Rock at least twice this season. Somebody is. Because he played 13 seasons. Start respecting y'all elders, man. Start respecting them, okay? Now, I'm about to break down these stats right here. These stats are so cold because, first of all, they made the varsity team in the 8th grade. You in middle school and you made the varsity squad in the 8th grade. Then when you got to high school, you averaged 35, 15, with 5 blocks, huh? Went on to college, won a national title. Got to the league, won Rookie of the Year, huh? 2-time WNBA MVP, huh? 5-time All-Star, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, a gold medalist. She the leading scorer of the team, and I just gave it away because I said she. All hell, Asia Wilson, who was named after her father's favorite song. I forgot what the song was called, but we know Asia was a part of it. Respect your history, all right? Understand that. Respect every bit of it. We talking about hoopers, trendsetters, history. Some shit that'll never be broken again because y'all niggas ain't going to have to go through that same type of pressure. It's a new type of pressure. It's a new type of hate. It's a new type of love. It's a new type of appreciation. It's a lack of passion. A lack of respect is different these days. But you can still have one of those at the head of the seats. We had, again, we had the Kobe's. You see what I'm saying? We had the Kobe's. And that's what it is. Now, you got some other cats. You got the Jaylen Browns of the world. That's talking that shit. You know what I mean? Some people actually feel like Bron speaks up. You know, but, you know, they got their reservations. I can understand. Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr's of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on. But respect your history, though. We need Bron back. Before we get up out of here, we lost like, what, 2-3 in a row? Close game with, you know, with Denver and all, but, you know, we did pick up a W against Phoenix, so that was good. Luka holding his own, but we need Bron back. But let him rest, though, because we coming up on the playoff stretch. We also are almost over with March. You know, we're in the middle of March right now. You know what that means, March Madness. Selection Sunday already happened. The brackets is set. And I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been as excited for this. I barely watched college basketball this year. I'm like so far behind. I just didn't get into it this year. I'm not afraid to tell you that. I was still checking in on my UCLA men's and women's basketball, and I seen how they, you know, especially the women's team, which was ranked number one at one point, you know what I'm saying? I've seen the up and down the standings. Yo, shout out to JJ to getting us to number two, but, you know, losing three games in a row, only picking up one dub within the past four games. I can see it dropping, you know, but I thought it was dope that JJ was able to get this particular roster. Well, obviously, while AD was here, and then, you know, you seen what we did with Luka, but, you know, got us all the way to the second spot, you know what I mean? And then he's still, yeah, he's a rookie coach, so you got to give him some respect, you got to give him some love. That's all I'm saying. Give him a little bit. Just give him a little bit. I know what OKC over there is doing is crazy and bananas. Denver's still going to be Denver. They just beat us. That was one of the last teams that beat us. We also lost. Who else we lose to? The Bucks. Niggas out there losing games. But, yeah, man. Got to show JJ some love, man. Show JJ some love. You know, I think the West is going to be up for grabs. It's going to be exciting as usual, but it's up for grabs. And it looks like the only team in the East that's, you know, that's just the problem is the Celtics. Outside of that, which that's the game that Bron got hurt in. We lost that game, too. Yeah, Celtics look dangerous over there. Not worried about anybody else over there in the East. No disrespect, but all the disrespect. That's it, man. We'll still go over the March Madness. You know, I'm definitely going to watch it. Definitely going to watch the tournament. I'll be too late to do the bracket because the game start with Thursday. The game start Thursday. So by the time, we'll probably be by the Sweet 16 by the next show. But we'll see. Over and around with BTG. Laters.